So the author of this text, which I've been dipping into, which we're going to be dipping into this weekend, this text, the Bodhicaryavatara, Entering the Path of Enlightenment, the author of it, his name is Shantideva, his name was Shantideva, and he lived in the 8th century at the huge monastic university of Nalanda, massive monastic complex, more like a great city than just a monastery or a university. And the text of the Bodhicaryavatara, there are various translations of it which you could probably find in our bookshop, is important for historical reasons because it gives us an insight into the nature of Indian Buddhist practice in its heyday, in its high heyday in India. It's a great sort of flowering of Buddhism in the 8th century in India, although, you know, quite poignantly, that was all wiped out a few centuries after by the Muslim invasion. Not much is actually known about Shantideva. We know that he was the son of a minor Raja, a minor king, from what's now Gujarat in western India. So like the Buddha, he was from the Kshatriya, or the warrior community. At some point he left home, became a monk, and did his studies and practice at Nalanda. And what we do have about him are legends. We have legendary stories about them. You know, the scholars, the academics tell us that they're definitely legendary. There's little historical fact, but that doesn't matter. These stories are often derived from the tantric Buddhist tradition, esoteric Buddhist tradition, whatever. Whether they're true doesn't really matter because they're instructive in their own way, these stories. Now, we're told that Shantideva was not a good monk, certainly didn't look like a good monk in the great monastic university of Nalanda. In fact, he was very lazy indeed. He spent his days eating and sleeping. So there he was in his yellow robe, just dozing in his cell. And then he'd turn up for, you know, the one meal a day, or the three meals a day before midday for the good, you know, nosh up brought by the faithful. He didn't apparently do any practice. He didn't study very much, didn't learn very much. He'd just eat and sleep and go to the toilet. And he became a bit of a joke, a figure of fun. And all the other monks just used to laugh at him. In fact, Shantideva had a nickname, Basuku, which Basuku means something like the one who eats, sleeps and defecates, often translated as lazy bum. So the monks would just refer to him in those terms. Oh, there's Basuku. So it's like, you know, there's the one who just eats, sleeps and goes to the toilet. There's the lazy bum. That's the way they'd refer to him. And Shantideva apparently was very quiet. He didn't say very much. It seemed a bit stupid. And, you know, just imagine what it would be like to kind of, those of you who live in a Buddhist community, what it would be like, you know, to be called lazy bum the whole time by your, you know, fellow community members. It wouldn't be very pleasant. But Shantideva just carried on with his life.